Let's begin our discussion, or I should say our partial discussion of this important sugya of one detail of the mitzvah of tzitzis, relating to the mitzvah of tcheles v'lavan. Tcheles v'lavan. So again, we'll say what we're not going to talk about. But first, let's have a little background just about tcheles as part of the mitzvah of tzitzis. So let's talk about the mitzvah of tzitzis for a couple of minutes, and then we'll get into the specific issues relating to tcheles. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs counts one mitzvah saseh, unlike tefillin, for example, that has two, even though tzitzis have four corners and eight strings on each one, it's still counted as one mitzvah saseh. Mitzvah yuddal and mitzvah number 14, shetzivanu la'aso tzitzis. Interesting. Mitzivanu la'aso tzitzis. Is there a mitzvah to make tzitzis? Right, we're learning Maseches Nedarim this month. Is there a mitzvah to make a sukkah? Right, it sounds that way from one of the Mishnayos. Maybe you've gotten up to in Bekiyos already, beginning of the second parak. But is there a mitzvah to make a sukkah? A lulav, tzitzis? Okay, that's the Rambam formulation. It says vasu lahem tzitzis. But if you make tzitzis and never wear them, do you get the mitzvah? Okay, not our topic now. But the Rambam says v'lo timne b'shtei mitzvos. And it should not be counted as two different mitzvos. Afalpi shashoresh etzleinu atchilas in makaves as a lavan, v'alavan in makaves atchilas. It shouldn't be counted as two mitzvos, even though the rule usually is, right? If mitzvos are independent, if they're not ma'akev each other, so then they are counted as two mitzvos. Tfilin shal rosh and tfilin shal yad are not ma'akev each other, and therefore they're counted as two mitzvos. The Rambam says that dalad minim shebelulav are ma'akiv each other, right? Lulav esro kadasam aravos, and therefore it's counted as one mitzvah. The Rambam says, so the Rambam's afalpi. He doesn't explain himself here, but that's the Rambam's rule that he says elsewhere, where there are parts of a mitzvah that are ma'akiv each other, that's counted as one. There are mitzvahs that are not ma'akiv each other, that's counted as two. So here, tcheles and lavan are not ma'akiv each other, right? People who don't wear tcheles are only wearing lavan, and it's not ma'akiv each other. So shouldn't that be a reflection that it should be counted as two? So again, this is not our issue here, but just one word of lumdus. The Mefarshim, the Achronim, point out that there are two different types of Ein Ma'akvin Zetzeh. One type of Ein Ma'akvin Zetzeh means where they're independent and they're two separate mitzvahs, like tefillin. But there's another Ein Ma'akvin Zetzeh, right? We learned Yevamos in the previous man. So the Mishnah says in Yevamos, taking off the shoe, that's ma'akev for everybody. Everybody agrees that you have to take off the shoe. Right? Kriyas apsukim, everybody agrees, is not ma'akev. Rekika is a machlokas. Fine. So the kriyas apsukim, it's not ma'akev. That means it's a separate mitzvah? No. That's a different type of eina ma'akvin zezeh. That's a secondary part of the mitzvah. There's the ikar mitzvah and the lacharchila way of doing the mitzvah. It's part of the mitzvah. Kriyas HaPsukim is part of the mitzvah, but it's not ma'akev. And according to the sheet that says rakika, the spitting, is not ma'akev. You're not going to count rakika as a separate mitzvah. So the Achronim, Rav Soloveitchik and others said there are two types of eino ma'akvin zeh in the Rambam. One type means they're independent. One type means there's an ikar mitzvah and a tafel mitzvah, and a tafel part of the mitzvah. And that pashtus is what we would say here about tzitzis as well. Because tcheles, whatever you say, we're not going to get into how one ties, but how many, there's a machlokas we show him, how many of the strings, if one would wear tcheles, how many would be tcheles? One, two, or four, that's a machlokas. But let's say, for sure, according to the sheet that says one or two out of eight, that shows that a tougher part of the mitzvah is the tcheles, while the main part of the mitzvah is the lavan. So that's the lumdus of the Rambam, why the Rambam would count it as one, even though in ma'akvin, because it'll be like the chalitza case. That's just one word of lumdus relating to the minyan hamitzvos. Good. We continue though. Tzitzis, as we know, though, is a symbolism. It's a symbol. I gave you the Rambam and the Ravid in source number two about how many. Right, the Rambam says one out of eight. The Ravid here quotes, no, two out of eight, Rashi and Tosfos say four out of eight, not Ara. But again, we're not going to get into that detail right now. Okay, but either way, but there's a lot of symbolism to the mitzvah of tzitzis. Again, whenever we analyze any aspect of a mitzvah, we're going to analyze one aspect, we have to recognize what it symbolizes. Rashi, in Shabbos, Daf Nun Zayin, the Gemara there discusses what one is allowed to wear outside, into a Rishos HaRabim. Right? The most, the malacha in Mitzvah Shabbos that gets the most press is Hotza'ah. Right? Dafim upon dafim upon dafim about the malacha of Hotza'ah. So one of the details that is spoken about is a Kavla da'avda. There is a signet that an Eved used to wear. Yeah, let's call it, let's say, in our day and age, Rahman al-Itzlan, the Jewish star, right? Whatever it is in World War II. So Rashi quotes, Kavla da'avda, chosam sha'osin le'evet b'ksuso, a signet that you an Eved puts on his beged, l'simen ochachashu Eved, to show that he's an Eved. So that this Kavla da'avda is what is described in Masech HaShabbos in a halachic context. Tosfos, in Masech HaMenachos. Tosfos in Masech HaMenachos, I don't know if I gave it to you. I gave you the Arachaim who talks about the Tosfos. But Tosfos in Masech HaMenachos says, Tzitzis is a Jew's Kavla da'avda. Tzitzis is our signet of Avdus. That reminds us that we are Avdei Hashem. The Arachaim at the end of Parsha Shlach, he quotes the Tosfos there. Because the Gemara there compares Tzitzis to a signet, a chosam shaltit. So says the Arachaim HaKadosh, that's is our stamp of being an Eved Hashem. L'tzachim o avodim Hashem, but ha'eved osa kavla yelachem simin zeh. That's why we got it right as we left Mitzrayim. We got tzitzis. The last Rashi and Parshas Shlach discusses that it reminds us, of Makas Bechoros a little bit. Tchelis is from the word shachul, to be barren from a child. But that is the message of tzitzis. The top of the next page. U'reisam oso zacharim is kol mitzvah Hashem pirish kishayabitu b'simin avdusam. When you look at the simin of their avdus, yitznu leiv she'ena b'nei chorin lasos kechefsam. Tzitzis reminds us that we're not free in that sense to do whatever we want. We are free to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ke'evet she'ema zrabo alav v'chulu. So the tzitzis is our kavla da'avda. It's one of the mitzvos, as we know, that are shakol keneged kala Torah kula. We discussed this a little bit in the Yevamis a little bit, maybe some of the shirim discussed in terms of Asi Dochalos, I say tzitzis being one of the makoros. Revolbi in source number 6, the mitzvah shkulos, Revolbi talks about how does it remind us of, and again, ultimately with the white and the tcheles, blue, black, whatever it is, how does it remind us? So he gives the mashal. Mashal echad mushlach l'toch hamayim. Somebody is thrown into the water. Hoshita kabanit is a chevel. Somebody goes overboard and they throw him a life preserver. They throw him a rope. Grab on. V'amar lo tfos chevel zev al tanicheyu. Grab on and don't let it go. Shim tanicheyu in l'cha chayim. If you let go, there's no life. Mitzvahs are our life preservers. We're in the sea of life. There's so much going on around us. Mitzvahs, tzitzis remind us. Because tzitzis are strings. We look at the strings, we remember that every mitzvah that we have is a rope to grab onto to connect us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the strings and the knots. And that's Ava Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Kozman Shatem Medubakim B'mitzvahs, Vatem Advekim, Hashem Lokechem Chayim Kochem Hayom, Vatem Advekim Chayim Kochem. It's by definition. We say it every time we live. Vatem Advekim Hashem Lokechem Chayim, that will give us life. That will give us life. That's the only stable entity in our lives is our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rachman al-Zan, over the past couple of years, at various times, sometimes we felt that we have no idea what tomorrow is going to, hopefully by the Hashem, we're, on the mend, but we know over the past few years, you have no idea what's going to be. The only stable idea that we have is our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'atem advekim Hashem alakechem, chayim kolchem hayom. So tzitzis is what reminds us. Adam b'li mitzvahs toveya b'yam ha'tayvah shal gufa olam ve'en lo chayim. And therefore we have to grab on to this cheva. The Gemara Menachas even tells us also that tzitzis technically, when you think about it, it's not like tefillin, we have to wear it every day. Right? Tzitzis, if you happen to have a four-corner garment on, then you have to wear tzitzis on it. So is it as crucial, says the Gemara? It's the litmus test. It's the dafka because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he's angry, that's what he looks at, says the Gemara in Menachas. Bizman de ikta rischa anshinon. Right, when Hashem is upset, that's the litmus test. And therefore, we have to take this mitzvah very seriously every second that we could be wearing tzitzit. It's such an easy mitzvah. And of course, there's great symbolism, as the Gemara says in Menachas, reminds us, the yam, the tchelos reminds us of the yam, the malurakiyah. Doma Lekisi HaKafetz. So again, there's so much about the symbolism of tzitzis that that we could talk about. Okay, but now let's get into the topic that we wanted to talk about, and that is specifically in Yanim of the renewal of Tcheles, the renewal of the dye that ideally the Torah tells us, right, Basulam Tzitzis, right, that there's supposed to be some type of ratio between the white strings and the Tcheles strings, either some type of blue, some type of black, Achlokas, Rashi, Rambam. That's the symbol of the Zecher to that, or the stripes on the Talis that some have, the black ones, the blue ones, a Zecher to the Tcheles. So let's talk about some of the issues that that come up. What I'm not going to talk about, again, we could have a whole series on Tcheles, which we're not going to, we're just going to have this year, but I'm not going to get into the science of it. That's not today's topic, but trying to prove one way or the other. There are others that could do that. We're not going to talk about the Ma'amari Chazal, which is a very important topic about how to understand each of the Ma'amari Chazal according to various approaches and opinions. But what we're going to just talk about, we're going to bring up four or five issues that are discussed by the poskim. That's what we're going to mention. So at least somebody has, just to be able to talk intelligently about the issues, we'll mention five of the issues that are brought up by the contemporary poskim, and then we'll mention some Lamaisa thoughts at the end. Again, why are we talking about this now over the past 150 years? Because of the Rezina Rebbe. Right, he was the one that really gets the credit for starting the whole. Right, it was a mitzvah that seemed to have disappeared sometimes after the Gemara, sometimes Bezman HaGaonim. We don't know exactly when. There was no more Tcheles. No more Tcheles. Why? Not for now, but in the end of the 1800s, 1889 or so, the Radzina Rebbe decided, he went on a crusade to bring it back. And he went to Italy and this and that. So many assume today that the science, the source of his dye was not the correct one, but then that started Rev Herzog, followed him, and then obviously you have the modern-day Tcheles factory and and how it's gotten today through the snails. Okay, but that's all related to the science and a little bit of the history. But our assumption is going to be, let's assume for now that this is the real Tcheles. So what's the issue of whether I should wear it or not? And why isn't everybody wearing it? And why are there some rabbis wearing it and some rabbis not wearing it? Like what are the issues that are going through the minds of the great poskim over the past few decades? So issue number one. Suffolk d'oraisa l'chumra. Seems to be an open and shut case. This might be. Maybe it's even stronger than might be. It could probably be. It could certainly be, whatever you want to formulate it, but we have a principle called Suffolk d'oraisa l'chumra. And therefore, tzitzis is a mitzvah d'oraisa. It's not one of those Beis HaMikdash mitzvos. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa that we perform every single day. So why not just be safe? Just to be safe, Suffolk d'oraisa l'chumra. Why isn't that such a pashut idea? So one might say, well, there's a minhag of the Ramah. The minhag of the Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch, source 12. V'yesh omrim shetzarich lasos hatzitzis mitzeva atalas. Ramah says that you should make the strings the same color as the talus. V'hamedaktikim noagim came. The medaktikim are noag to make them the same color. V'ashkenazim enoagim lasos hizirak levanim. Abibagadim suvim en lashanos. But Ashkenazim just make their strings white. So therefore, generally, our tzitzis begadim are white. It's not li'ikuvah. But this is the halacha, right? My son's tzitzis in the army have to be green. So, okay, they have white strings and green begadim, because that's there's no other choice. The other choice is not, right? So that's what you wear. That's what's needed for the uniform. So that's you, so to speak, are makayin this minog because of the specific circumstance. So one second. So if there's a chance that it's not the Tcheles, so then maybe, to violate the minhag of the Ramah, if it's not the Tcheles. So Shechter explains in the Gines Egos, Suffolk d'oraisa l'chumra beats a minhag. And therefore, even if it might be that there's a possibility not, Suffolk d'oraisa l'chumra is a Suffolk in Din. And if it's a Suffolk in Din, Right? V'yafal pi shaharam ha'kasav. Shenagul shalom litzvah eschud. It says afilu ma'beget savua mikol makom zeborur. It's clear. Shafilu svo hachutim be'ezet seva shahu. Afilu b'haya bega kula lavan. But the evad v'adayatzi, you definitely yotze. It's all a minug of the colors. If you're wearing strings and you're wearing a beged, so doesn't matter what the color is, maker adin, right? As it says in Menachas, somebody used the fake tcheles, what was called kala de ilan. He was still yotze, he just overpaid, right? For fake dye. V'lo yel alavan. Even if there's suffix tcheles in our possession, that suffix and din would beat the minhag of the Rama, and therefore this would not be an issue. But one second, they quote something b'shem Reb Chaim. They quote a chiddush b'shem Reb Chaim. Reb Shechter quotes it. They quote in Lamdis b'shem Reb Chaim ubi yeshivas omrim. There are certain chiddushim that they say in the yeshivas. This is one of those chiddushim that they say in the yeshivas. Ubi yeshivas omrim. When do you say savik darais lachomra? What's an example of savik darais lachomra? I don't remember if I benched or not, and I ate a big meal. I don't remember if I benched or not. So what do I have to do? I have to bench again. I don't remember if I said Kriya Shema. What do you don't remember? I don't know if I was Yotze. Maybe I said it before this man, after this man. Whatever. Some of the rest of the Chomer, what do you do? So you're Machmer and you do. And what? You act in a certain way, and after you act in a certain way, there is no more suffix. Some of the rest of the Chomer means, okay, do something, and that is poshet the suffix. In our case, would it be machmir and what? And put the tchelas on, we're still going to be mesopik. Says Reb Chaim, ubi yeshivas omer in b'shem agrach, she'ain din soy deraisa l'chomra, I'm on the left side of 14. Noheg, ela ba'ofan shana musupakim in kvarkiyim ha'mitzvah ilav. Right? We're not sure if we were b'kayim the mitzvah. O imu mechuyiv ma'siyas ha'mitzvah ilav. Or I'm not sure if I'm mechuyiv in the mitzvah. Val yidei zeh, she'yachmer la'asos as ma'isa ha'mitzvah. So by doing the ma'isa ha'mitzvah, yasim yidei safek. So we no longer have a suffix. The evadai etzlo shekfar yasi dechovaso, and then there's no more suffix. Ach bevadai mechuyev mitzvah. But if somebody is vadai mechuyev in a mitzvah and he has yesh lefan of efsharos lekaima misuffix, and I have a chance to do it misuffix, that even after I do it, I'll still have the same suffix. I don't know if I did it bishlei musa. Obviously, tzitzis the mitzvah of tzitzis bishlei musa is with tchelas and lavan. So then, adayin yeomin besafik in bemas yad dechovaso, and then you don't say something the rise of the chumra in that case. B'shem Reb Chaim, ulufize yesh biyadenu safik tchelas lo neima b'kai gamra safik the rise of the chumra. So maybe it's not so pasha to say something the rise of the chumra to beat the minhag of the Rama. But Reb Shechter says he does not think that's accepted by the poskim, because we have examples in halacha where even if we're not sure, we'll still do it. We'll still do it. Right? He quotes a case of it's, I only get a lulav in Ben HaShmashos at the end of the day of Sukkos. So we shake the lulav, just in case. What do you mean? So the rest of the chumras, you have to shake the lulav. But even after you shake the lulav, you're still not going to be sure it's Ben HaShmashos. But that is all issue number one. Issue number one is Safik D'Araisa L'Chumra. Obviously, that's pushing in a way to wear the tchelas. Number two, Baltigra. Baltigra is a very interesting Avera, because when does it come up? Like, if I don't do a mitzvah, that's not Baltigra. Baltosef, we know, you add on. Or you add on within a mitzvah, or the Ramban says, you add on, make up a new mitzvah. Make up a new mitzvah, the Ramban says, that's also Baltosef. So Baltosef is a little easier to understand. What's Baltigra? I don't wear tefillin. Did I violate Baltigra? No, I just didn't wear tefillin. So what's the Isser of Baltigra? So the Beis HaLevi writes, in a tshuva, I gave it to you, Rav Shechter quotes it in that same article in Source 16, Baltigra means doing a mitzvah bigira'on. Doing a mitzvah in an inferior way, which you don't have so often. Because usually, if you don't do the mitzvah, you didn't do the mitzvah. Right? You didn't do the mitzvah. Right? If you didn't, have all the four minim of lulav, that's not batigra. That's no mitzvah. No mitzvah. So most of the time, it's going to be no mitzvah. Here, you have a possibility of doing a mitzvah bigiro. Not that you should want to do it. But here, you have the possibility. According to that definition of the Beis HaLevi, Svar Mechudeshes, he quotes this from the Turi Evan, Benogea Lagdoras Halav de Baltigra, to Bematel Gimel Tzitzis Bebeged, oh, Bechisar Parsha Me HaTfilin, if you only wear three corners of Tzitzis on the Beged, or you take out one of the Parshias of Tfilin, Yev Shalomash over Babat Tigra, Shalav Loas Aklum, you didn't do anything. Ve'en Lav Zen Noagela Ba'osa Eze Mitzvah Bigiron. You do a mitzvah, but you do it in an inferior way. What are the examples in Shas of Baltigra? Remember the case about the Zrikas Adam? The Zrikas Adam got mixed up, right? One of the karbanos that's supposed to be sprinkled on all the corners and one on only one corner. That's being in the same place, right? Lamala Lamata. Chatos is Lamala. So it didn't get mixed up. Let's say a Shlamim, which is, right, or an Asham. Asham is Shtaim Shein Arba, right? Lamata, supposed to be on the four corner, and the Bechor, Meiser, Pesach, only one Zrika, whatever it is. So the Gemara there says, if you do the one that's supposed to be four, only one, you're Yotze, but you violate a Baltigra. So that's an example where you did it. You did the mitzvah that you're supposed to do. But you do a big Yiron. So says Rav Shechter, and obviously it's known, he's a very, very strong, staunch believer in Tcheles, in the Tcheles today. Ulfi Dvar V'yanir Lomar, da'af t'kayim alan k'chachamim, d'rebi, t'cheles ina ma'akev, it says love, and we paskin that t'cheles is not ma'akev, mikal makom, mishiyesh biyado t'cheles, ve'eno matshriach es atzmo lahatilo bebigdo, harayesh bazeh mishum lav de lo tigra. This would be Baltigra. And Rosh Hashanah holds that way. If one does not wear t'cheles, one violates Baltigra, and he even would say that it might be better not to wear tzitzis, than to wear tzitzis without t'cheles in terms of lamdas. So what other issues are there? So we have Sari Daraisa L'chumra, we have Baltigra. So one of the major issues that are brought up, that was brought up already by the Beis HaLevi, and that is the issue of Misora. Right? This is the issue of the those that Rav Soloveitchik, again, many Talmidim of Rav Soloveitchik are Meshubit to Rav Soloveitchik, and therefore, this is what the Rav felt as well. But there are two versions of this Misora. There are two versions of how to say, what is Misora? It was out of the Misora for so many years. So who are we to put it back in? So we'll get to a little, again, a finer definition of that claim. But note, people were in Machbid on Shatnez for many centuries. And all of a sudden, a couple of decades ago, somebody was able to make a Shatnez laboratory. Now everybody checks for Shatnez. Oh no, we were mocking for Shatnez for so many years, so don't bring us, or in certain earlier generations, not all women, married women, wore as mockbit and covering their hair. And that's become much more of a, well, they were mockbit, so, no. When it comes to Isurim, there's like, okay, if you're finally getting Isurim, we like learn about more, but okay, let's be mockbit about it. But here we're talking about a mitzvah saseh. Again, Rav Shechter says it's Baltigra. But Pashas is, it's a reality that hasn't existed. Or that existed that we didn't know about. So regarding that, there is an idea. There is an idea. It's related to a Rashi in Maseches Chulin that talks about, it's related, not exactly a Misora by birds, the kashrus of birds, you have to have a Misora. That's the turkey issue. But the Beis HaLevi says, and the Rav quotes it in Shirim L'Zecher Abba Mori, in Source 19, there's an idea of Misora of something being out of the Misora of Klal Yisrael, and there's a reason for it. Another example I can give you. Certain Rishonim were out of the Misora when Psak was formulated. Again, these are all different, separate topics, but they're all generally related. Meiri, the Meiri didn't make it into the Shulchan Aruch generally. Because the Meiri was only found 150 years ago. We knew there was a Meiri because the Shiva Kubetz quotes the Meiri. But we found it in one of the Cairo Genizas. And so could you use the Meiri for Psak? It was out of the Misora for so many hundreds of years. The Shulchan Aruch didn't have it. So again, all of these are related issues. But in our case, says the Rav quotes from his great-grandfather, from the Beis HaLevi. He quotes Yadua, line number 6, in 19. Mashiira ben Zakeni Agon, Rabbi Yossi Dov HaLevi, ben Admar Agon Mirazin, Benogia L'Tchela Shevet Tzitzifs. Sh'Rebbe Mirazin, Chid Shevet Tziva L'Kol Chasidah, V'Atot Tchela Shevet Tzitzi Yosein. And he brought Rayas. Rav Yosef Dov Tan Kineged Vamar Shein Rayos Besaros Yecholos Bochiach Shum Davar. But Mili De Shaychi Le Mesorah Shes Shalav Yichvi Agecha. I don't care about your Rayos Mesorah. This element, this aspect of this mitzvah, I say, was out of the Mesorah. No, it must be HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it that way. And who are we to bring it back? Shom Ein Asvara Machriya Kiyim HaMesorah Atzmei. What's his Raya? A Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira. The Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira. Perek Beis, he quotes it. The Gilmon Neviim Alu Imoim and Agola, when Bnei Yisrael went back for Bayis Sheni, it says they brought prophets up with them. Echad Heilahem Amakam Mizbech. One told them exactly where the Mizbech was supposed to be. V'Echad Heilahem Amidosav. One said about the measurements of the Mizbech. V'Echad Heilahem Shemakriven Al Mizbech Hazeh Kol Hakarbanos Avishin Shemayis. And one said the halacha is you can bring karbanos on a Mizbech even without a Beis Hamikdash. So asks the Beis HaLevi, what do you need a Navi for to tell me where the Mizbeach was? What if somebody knew? What if somebody knew? You need one to say where it was, one to say, what do you mean where it was? Look for the marks in the floor, if you could find them. And is a Navi telling you something new here? Mishtama mikan ki hagadas eidah shal naviyim hechshira as binyan hamizbeach. You needed that navi. Beli reshus hanaviyim v'horasam u'hay yicholim b'nei Yisrael livnos as hamizbeach. Why? Because it was out of the Mesorah for 70 years. And when something is out, we can't put it back in. We don't have the authority to put something back in. Again, not by a lo sase. But if there's some part of a mitzvah, some part of our avodas Hashem, right? Who are we to put it back in? This is part of the issue of, let's say all the Arabs will leave and we'll be able to build a Beis HaMikdash. Right? Machlokas. Rishonim, whether the Beis HaMikdash is supposed to be built by us anyway or is it going to come down from Shemayim. But the question is, you know, some things are been out of the Mesorah and therefore this was the claim of the Beis HaLevi. And there are other examples of this. You look in the Nefesh HaRav, Rav Schechter quotes, but that's one version of the Mesorah way to say it. There is another way to say it. Another way to say it, you look in the footnote in the Nefesh HaRav, not that it was out of the Mesorah, but even stronger. Why didn't all of the rabbis over the past 700 years do the research and try to find it? And, you know, are we so much smarter than them or have some such technology? The answer might be yes. Might be yes. But the formulation of this approach is that they could have and they didn't, so that's a raya that we shouldn't. Not just that it was out, but the fact that it might have been available and it wasn't focused on or used, that's another formulation of how you understand this, right? That's in the footnote, right? Bitsura acheres lagamre, he quotes. The snail, the fish, what? This is the snail and fish haven't been around for 1,000 years? What, it just started new? And maybe getting out the blood and to make it into dye was known. So again, I'm not getting into right, wrong. I'm just saying this is the claim. This is the claim. So again, many of the supporters say, yeah, it's a new type of discovered way of processing and able to produce it in a certain way with certain hues and the colors and the sun. Again, without getting into the science. But this is the second formulation. And with this, if this is something that one believes, it doesn't matter. All the rayas in the book. All the rayas in the book that it's, if it's 100%, you know, the... you know, if you find a bottle that was stamped with the I don't know, I'm not going to say Eliyahu Navi, but the stamp of the Kohen Gadol, you know, you still wouldn't use it because it was out of the Mesorah. But this is issue number 3. Again, I'm just mentioning the issues. So we have Sami the Raisul Chumra, we have Baltigra, we have out of the Mesorah, and then there are two other just more minor issues I shouldn't say minor. Every issue is. Somebody once came to the Chazon Ish and said, "Rabbi, I have a small question." He says, "There's no such thing as a small question. Such thing as a minor. If it's an issue, it's an issue." So some quote, some modern day poskim say, I didn't give it to you, but some say maybe shalola hotzi laz. Shalola hotzi laz, meaning there were rabbis within the past 50 years that were very great rabbis, and they chose not to wear tchelas. Oh, they didn't have as many rayas, they didn't have as much evidence. But again, this is another conversation. If Rabbi so-and-so, who was a great gadol, and he was alive during the time of the tchelas, and he didn't, so who am I? Right, something like that. Shalola hosilas. And that is a concept that we find in halacha, you know, to take upon myself some new type of chumrah, right? By weddings, sometimes there are certain behaviors, and new chumras. Yeah, we could have a topic on that, new chumras. But you know, who am I to take that? My father didn't do it. My grandfather didn't do it. So you might say my grandfather didn't do it because he lived before the tcheles, you know, the new revolution. But there were great people that lived within this, and people are alive today. So again, that's an idea. That's one idea that's mentioned as well. And there are Kabbalistic sources, which I didn't give you, Arizal and others, that can be interpreted as maybe this is a Yimos HaMashiach mitzvah, betcheles. And therefore, there are those that stay away from it for Kabbalistic reasons. So again, these are issues that are discussed by the poskim. And again, I have Rebbeim, Lakan Ulakan. So again, I'm not saying anything right from wrong. I'm not saying wrong from wrong. I'm just saying this is a major issue, and it could be, you know, as years go on, you know, things become clearer, things become more, you know, accepted in certain areas. So who knows what's going to be in 50 years? But again, there's definitely an amazing discovery, an amazing how it's used, and whatever one feels, you know, Baruch Hashem, an amazing. Just to look around and see a mitzvah that hasn't been done. I mean, other people might say it's not amazing. It's out of the Masorah. No, I like it white and white. But either way, these are some of the issues that are discussed. But again, one has to recognize that there are great gedolei olam on both sides of these issues. And whatever one does, one have to ask a personal shayla. Maybe I'll tell my personal thing once the recording stops. But either way, this is something that is an important topic. Again, should one? What if one has rebbeim that do both? Yesh v'yesh. So again, let me just say one point. One can't. Tchelos looks really cool. I want tchelos because I like how it looks. That's not really the best kavanis that one should. You know, I want people to see that I wear tchelos. If it's for anybody else, we should never do mitzvahs for that. If somebody researches the sugya, or a semi-researches the sugya, and thinks and realizes that maybe they'll take the mitzvah of tzitzis that much more seriously, and they'll be more excited about it from within, and they researched it and they feel that way, so then it seems that again, if one is in a world where there are rebbeim that go lakan or lakan, so there's definitely flexibility in that. Somebody realized. I remember I think my Shana Bet many moons ago. That's when I started wearing woolen tzitzis. I remember the first time I wore woolen tzitzis. I'm like, wow, this is tzitzis. I'm like, you're like, you feel it. I'm not saying people should wear woolen tzitzis. I'm just saying, but I remember, you're like, all of a sudden, you're like, I'm wearing tzitzis, right? And, but again, so if somebody has that, you know, some people tell me, they've asked me, you know, should I wear, can you? You know, why? What are the kavanas? Right? If the kavanas are l'shem shemayim, I want to take this mitzvah so seriously, I'm excited about it, I researched it, and I connect to it. Okay, matovim anayim. Somebody's doing it for the wrong reasons, you know, so then just to be seen, and just to be cool, and just to whatever, shiduchim purposes, I don't know. But then that's not a reason why it should be. Again, public figures, I'll just mention this, public figures also have their own shikulim, in terms of doing or not doing. So again, just because I've spoken to a number of Rabbanim who don't, and there are different shikulim that they have. Not that they don't think that this is, But, you know, everybody has their own shikulim. Again, a private individual, and somebody feels, I've said to my own children, I said, you know, I said, if you research the sugya and you feel that this is, you know, this is connecting you to the mitzvah and you really want it, I said, I'll pay for it, then it's fine. It's not like a minug, right? Again, this is a mitzvah, and, you know, if somebody connects to it and thinks that this is the way that he could serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu even better, so then matovu manayim. But again, not for the reason stam of, you know, it's a cool thing or something like that. Okay, any other questions related? Any questions? Anybody wants any more science questions or any other details? Feel free to ask others. This is no rebuttal. This was shir was parv. So can't rebut anything because I didn't. What? Oh, correct. So that's how you know it was good power, because both sides would get upset, right? So again, but either way, I tried to just bring up some of the issues. Okay, we'll stop here.